everybody. It's Tara Bryan, and you are listening to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. Okay, today's episode is for my perfectionists, my straight A students. And so I want to give you a little bit of maybe tough love today, because I am also a A student and an overachiever and a perfectionist. And so one of the things that I've had to learn in order to be successful in this game called entrepreneurship or business ownership is to let go of having everything be perfect before you jump in the game and get started. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today, because this is, I would say, probably the number one reason that people don't package their expertise or even their one-on-one business into an online program. And the reason for that is because they never feel like it's perfect. They never feel like what they're doing right now is perfect. The program that they want to create is going to be perfect. And so I want to address that today. So I was at a conference a number of years ago, and this man was presenting this amazing course. It had animated characters the whole nine yards. It was gorgeous. It had all of the things you could ever want in your perfect course. And he was telling the story and doing a little bit of teaching around how to create animated characters and how to, you know, put them in your course and do all the things. Unfortunately, the rest of his story came out. And the rest of his story just crushed my soul. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today. So the rest of his story is that he spent 12 months of his life building this course. And it was perfect. It was exactly what he wanted to create. Unfortunately, what happened was that he finally polished it up, put it out there, and nobody bought it. So he wasted 12 months and a lot of money creating this program that he wanted to be perfect, that he created, and it was amazing, it was perfect, it was everything he ever wanted. The problem is that he didn't build an audience at the same time. He didn't actually ask people what they wanted. He didn't actually get started doing a beta, which is what we teach in Learn Academy. So he had feedback and information from the people he was teaching to help him not only validate his content, but also to give him a sense of momentum. So when he started selling it and getting it out there, he had an audience of people who are waiting and ready to take what he had to offer. So unfortunately, in his situation, he said, you know what, I put it out there, nobody bought it. I feel like I wasted a year of my life and I wasted a ton of money, and I had to go back into corporate. I had to go back and take my job. And he said, you know, it was such a good learning lesson for me that I needed to start differently. And you and I know that you can't start that way because of the fact that you need to be selling it. You need to be out there. You need to tell people who you are and what you're about and help solve problems and really get the kind of market validation and market feedback on what you're creating. So you want to make sure that that's part of your strategy, which in Learn Academy, that's what we teach, right? We teach, you know, going in and doing a beta program or an MVP, a minimum viable product, as you are building your very first part. So you're building it almost with your clients. Now, that doesn't mean we're throwing something together and just like, you know, saying, hey, let's build this together. No, that's not it. You have a solid plan. You know exactly what you're going to teach, but you're going to actually teach it with live people. So you're getting the feedback, you're getting the questions, and you can change and iterate. And then eventually create your beautiful final, you know, sort of living draft, right? But here's the thing, is that the biggest hurdle that you will have is getting started and really giving up that need to be perfect. And it's hard, right? Like as my overachieving A type A students, you know that, you know, you grew up waiting for that A. You grew up working hard to get to that perfect state, right? Something that was, you know, C-level work or a draft kind of work just wasn't acceptable. It had to be perfect before you would hand it in. And so I want to just spend a little bit of time working through that with you today, because what you need to understand and really, like, think of is getting it out there is way more important than waiting for it to be perfect. Because there are people out there who are just waiting for you to help them. They're waiting for you to show up and say, you know what, I have the solution to your problem. I have the solution to what you're struggling with. And that is so much more important than you having it be beautiful and, you know, all polished and perfect, right? Yes, yes, there's time for that. But the hardest part is just getting started and getting in momentum. The rest will follow. So for those of you who struggle with this, I want to introduce you to a concept called 80-20 rule, right? And this is that, you know, you can move forward with an 80% version, right? That beta is like a 50% version. And then you can move forward and be really comfortable with an 80% version. And then you know that you have 20% that really takes it up to that next level. But you don't have to start there, right? You're going to start with a version that's just getting out there, getting feedback. It's meant to be something that's you know, more open to asking for feedback, to asking for, you know, how you can make it better. Because the challenge is, one, you're not going to get started if you wait for it to be perfect. Or like the speaker at the conference is, you're going to waste a lot of time and then nobody's going to buy, which means that they're telling you with their credit card that they're not interested in your solution that you've just wasted a year on, right? But the biggest reality is that last 20%, you don't really know what that is yet. You're not going to know that until you start helping people. You're not going to know, like, do they find it most valuable to have a high-end, you know, virtual reality, get into the situation kind of, you know, polished product? Or do they value getting those results? And it doesn't necessarily have to look perfect. It doesn't have to you know, be best in class right out of the gate. And then they're going to tell you, like, this is what's going to make it better. This is what's going to put that extra, you know, kind of, you know, icing on the cake, if you will, for that last 20%. And that's really the other reason not to make it perfect, is because that's coming from your perspective. Having your students and being open to having your students provide feedback really makes your product stand out, really makes it the best product for the people that you're actually serving, not just for you, right? All right, so I wanted to bring this up today because as we finish up the year, what I want you to really think about today as I wrap this up is, what is that thing that you could put out there that maybe is only 50 to 80% of the way done? What is that sort of just been that thing that's not quite perfect yet, that maybe you keep tweaking and changing and adjusting? And how can you really just put it out there? Put it out there without being perfect. Get started, get in the game, start serving your people and helping them, and then polish it later. All right, there is my call to action for you all today, is really, really think about that. And when you are that, you know, A student, that you know, super type A, like, you're going to have trouble with that. And sometimes you're going to have so much trouble that you will find different excuses to not do it. If that's you, if you know that sometimes you just need a push in order to get something out there, because it's hard for you to put something out there that doesn't feel 100% finished or, you know, like it's a work, then give me a shout, because that's one of the things that we do in Learn Academy really, really well, is to hold you accountable, to keep you moving down the path, to help you realize that your beta gets you in the game, it gets you started working with your people, and then from there, you're going to have version 1.0 and version 2.0. And you are going to continue to evolve it as you see better and different and cooler ways to serve your people. But you can't serve them if you're not in the game, if they don't know you exist. So that is the very first step, is really to get yourself moving in that direction. So whether you're trying to monetize your side hustle or shift your one-on-one business into an online program, or you're just looking at it and saying, you know what, I have an expertise and I really want to package it and get it out there to help people, then right now is your time. You have just a couple of months left until the end of the year. So really think about, like, what is already in your, you know, Dropbox folder or your computer folder or whatever, because I know you, and I know you probably have one or two things that are just sitting there that don't feel completely perfect yet, that you're just waiting for someday to get out there and launch. Yep, I know you've got some stuff in there. So I want to challenge you today to really look at those things and get them out there. Get them out there in a beta. Tell people that you are, you know, starting this new thing and you want to get feedback and have them engage in getting the solution that only you are uniquely qualified to give them. All right, there you go. I've got some calls to action for you today, so I want you to see how that works. When you take action, when you are looking at what you're doing, or you know what, even if you're struggling, please reach out to me. Let's have a conversation. I would love to help support you through this process. All right, until next time.